Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Mackie Who Show. This is episode 208. As always, I am thrilled to have you with me, and I've got a lot of ground to cover this episode. This past Friday, my cousin Adam got married. He is the last cousin on my mom's side of the family, among my three cousins, to get married. To which I say, it's about freaking time. He's been dating Kristen for quite some time now, and they are officially man and wife. It was an incredible wedding because it was just a beautiful spot to get married, a beautiful day to get married, and there was just a lot of sunshine and good weather. Can I speak today? Let's find out. Apparently not yet, which is bad because I've been up for several hours. But anyway, it was a good wedding. Had a lot of good music during the reception. Adam and Kristen, of course, grew up in the 70s. So, you know, you're going to run into a lot of classic rock and Lynyrd Skynyrd and things of that nature. Actually, for the father and son, not father and son dance, mother and son dance, excuse me. Mother and son dance. Kristen and her son and Adam and my Aunt Judy danced to Simple Man, a slow version of Simple Man, on acoustic guitar. It was a nice version of it. It was good to see that. I was actually given the honor during the wedding to give the dinner prayer, or what most people, or some people would consider the dinner blessing, which got a more of a emotional reaction than I had hoped. But during the midst, right before the wedding, Adam had requested that I announce or mention some names in prayer, and I think the reason it was so emotional and it tugged on a few heartstrings is it because it acknowledged some people who are no longer with us, you know, that Adam and Kristen wish could have been, like her father and my grandma. And so, you know, I kind of paid tribute to them during the prayer as well, so that's why they were... A lot of people were touched during it, and I'm glad that I could bring them to that space and place where they could reflect on, you know, good memories and positive vibes that have to do with my grandma and other people that were mentioned in the prayer. So, you know, I'm happy to do that. Whenever I'm asked to pray during family events, whether they be weddings or, you know, just simple family dinners, although I don't know how Christmas dinner can be simple because it's a holiday and it's a very meaningful holiday for a lot of people. But whenever I'm asked to pray, I pray authentically and pray from my heart and pray from my spirit. So, and I'm good with words. I have to give that to my dad because he was an English teacher and he's been around a lot of poetry and he's taught writing and creative journalism for many, many years. So I think that I attribute a lot of my talent to be able to do that to my father, believe it or not, because of the fact that he was a teacher and he knows how to use pretty eloquent words himself. So I got to give that to my dad. But I've also been around a lot of pastors, and I've learned how they conduct themselves in certain situations, whether they be funerals or happier occasions. I know how to encourage and bring forth positive vibes whenever I step into a room because I've been around a lot of pastors, so I think that has a lot to do with it as well. Anyway, it was a fun wedding. They did the sand thing. I don't know if it's one of those things where a portion of sand is in a vase usually, and then the couple together pour the rest of it in, symbolizing that their journey is becoming one journey as opposed to a separate one. I don't know how many times people have seen that, but I've noticed it becoming a more popular trend as like a symbolism ceremony during weddings these days, so it's growing in popularity to see that. That was cool. The only disappointing thing about the ceremony was the fact that the microphone was a little shoddy, and I think it could have been a combination of the microphone. Honestly, I hate to, you know, I don't want to say that I necessarily want to diss people, but the way the pastor was holding the microphone could have been a problem as well. I was about to shout in the midst of the wedding, "Do something about that microphone," but it would have been disruptive, and I, you know, because I'm an audiophile, it sort of bugged me, but it bugged a lot of people, so I'm not alone there. After that, we kind of just did our own thing, because, like, after the wedding, the next morning, I had dinner with my... I had, like, not dinner, but breakfast with my sister and my niece and nephew before we left Detroit. And then we went to Costco, and I finally corrected, with the help of my parents because they felt bad, an injustice to do with my living room TV. It had gone out, and they had felt really, really bad about that because my dad had moved it over and unintentionally damaged it. So I got a new TV from Costco, loving that, really enjoying it. There are many, many things you can do with it. I have a lot of ground to cover and discover. And enjoying the TV thus far. And I know how I've said on previous podcasts that I really enjoy Samsung and the picture quality and the way they make TVs. But, believe it or not, this is not a Samsung television. It is a TCL Roku, and believe it or not, I think it's a better picture than most Samsung's television. And that's saying a lot for me, because I'm a huge Samsung fan. But, really enjoying that TV. Got to have some barbecue ribs this weekend. Never go wrong with that. Yeah, it was just an overall good celebration and a good family weekend, 4th of July and otherwise. The wedding was cool, and it was just nice to spend some time with my extra time with my parents this weekend. In fact, as I speak, my dad is putting on various coats. He just put on, like, I believe he started with one coat. The house has a front door, obviously. And it was a plain white front door. And Brittany, myself, and my mom wanted to do something to add a little extra color to the house. So we picked out a color last time Brittany was up. And he is painting, even though it's not a paint, he is turning that door into the color that we picked out, which is Kalamata. It is a... Benjamin Moore color, and it's looking good so far. Like my dad said, it could stand to use probably another coat, but it's a good starting point, and I'm very appreciative of these in painting the door, and I appreciate any painting job he's done or anything he's done is to get this house going, as I said in the last podcast. So, and along with my mother as well. So the house is really coming together, grabbing an extra personality because of, you know, extra work they've been doing the house. My mom has planted a garden out to, you know, the deck area where by and close to my dining room table. That's getting some personality and growing in. Again, I want to say thank you to my parents and anybody involved in, like, not only the move, but the evolution of the house over the past few days and actually throughout the whole process. It's been a great, great gift because without it, Brittany and I would not be eventually, you know, living here together. We would not have this home together. We're both very appreciative of that again. And, the past few weeks have been an adjustment period, as I said many times before. But it's also been a very blessing, and I'm finding that personally I'm growing into Brittany in my space. It's not as foreign as it was, and it's something I'm becoming used to, and I'm sure she will over time as well. She will get to see the house for the first time because she's visiting the week of my birthday, and I'm excited for her to see it all, you know, in a more homey fashion and more a bit more together. So I want to get her on the podcast next visit. I'm going to see if I can get her to join me again. And we can, you know, reflect on how we feel about the house together and what we see together. And she can give you some more insight on what she's feeling with this house thing and this house gift and situation. Until said time, there will be a podcast in between because she's not coming until the 19th. But until the next time, I'm going to close out this episode, say God bless, and see y'all later. Episode 209 is coming soon. Until then, stay safe, God bless, be well.